The night air in the Hindu Kush was thin and cold, slicing through Max King's consciousness as he awoke wedged in a crevice on the edge of a cliff. His head throbbed with a dull, insistent ache, and his body felt like it had been used as a battering ram. He was on the rocky ground, his tactical gear torn, the scent of his blood mingling with the dust of the Afghan earth. Playing hide-and-seek behind wispy clouds, the moon offered fleeting glimpses of light, casting eerie shadows over the rugged landscape below. Above, a meteor shower painted the sky with streaks of fire, each meteor a silent omen, starkly contrasting with the flashing lights of gunfire and the explosive bursts that briefly lit up the distant hills. The heavenly lights seemed to mimic the war below. The sounds of distant skirmishes, the staccato of automatic weapons, and the deep, earth-shaking thumps of rocket-propelled grenades and mortar fire melded into a symphony of destruction. Max tried to piece together the blur of memories among this strange dance of light and sound. His last clear image was of Anderson, his face twisted in betrayal or desperation, the muzzle flash of his gun. Then, stumbling backward, the fall, an endless drop into darkness. His condition was dire. His left arm hung at an awkward angle, likely broken, and his ribs screamed in protest with each shallow breath. The bitter cold was seeping into his bones, the chill of shock setting in. His chest ached intensely where Anderson's bullet had struck. Despite the protection of the ballistic plates in his body armor, the force of the bullet had slammed into him with the crushing power of a sledgehammer, leaving a deep, throbbing pain that radiated through his ribcage with every breath. The sound of hurried footsteps scrambling over the broken shale and the murmur of voices broke through his haze. English, so at least he knew it wasn't the Taliban, or worse, coming for him. Sergeant Zeller's Green Beret team, shadows in the night, had located him. The medic knelt beside him, his hands moving with a calm efficiency that belied the situation's urgency.
King, you with us?
Zeller's voice was a lifeline in the dark.
Yeah.
Max groaned, his voice rough. Even uttering the one word was a challenge. The medic worked quickly under the dim light of a tactical flashlight, stabilizing Max's arm and applying bandages to his wounds.
You've been out for about an hour. It's 1 a.m. We've been looking all over this mountainside for you. I don't know how you survived that fall.
Oh, you know, I figured gravity was optional today.
Max slurred through his swollen lips.
Looks like I was right.